Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast Thrifting Ain't Easy. My name is Erica and I am so excited to be back podcasting. I took a year off, but I am back and better than ever, and I am so excited to get back into the swing of things. I just want this podcast episode to be an explainer to just talk to you guys about why I left for a year, why I decided to come back, and what is next for the Thrifting Ain't Easy podcast. Spoiler alert, nothing will change. We will go back to our bi-weekly schedule. But in this episode, I want to go over our upcoming topics and just talk more about how I've been doing. This has been a pretty transformative year for me and my business, and I just couldn't hold it in. I'm ready to be back talking to you guys, and I'm just so excited for this next chapter of Thrifting Ain't Easy. If you are interested in hearing about my year sabbatical and hearing about what's next for the Thrifting Ain't Easy podcast, just keep on listening. Before I get into my explanation, before I get into anything, I want to take a moment to thank everyone who listens to this podcast. Even if this is your first time listening and hearing my voice, I just want to say thank you. In the last year, my podcast has still continued to grow and get listeners, which is absolutely amazing. I came back to people still wanting to hear my voice, even though I haven't recorded an episode in over a year. And I'm just so thankful for this podcast audience. And I'm just so thankful for the loyal listeners who have been through it all with me. I started this podcast around COVID time, in 2020, I want to say. And I was just a college kid who had picked up reselling and was doing that kind of as a side gig with the help of my mom. And it has just transformed my life, not just reselling, but more importantly, this podcast. So I want to thank all of the people who have been on this journey with me for the last 3 years. And I can't believe that even after I took a year off, people were still sending me kind messages and sending reviews and listening, just listening to my content. And a couple weeks ago, I checked on my podcast just to see how things are going, and to see that there were still people who were listening was just heartwarming. And I'm very grateful for this audience, and I just wanted to be back. I missed this a lot. And so next to the, let's get into why I spent a year away. As you may know, I just talked about this, but I was in college when this podcast was a big chunk of my life. And I graduated from college over a year ago now, in May of 2022, which simultaneously was also around the time of my final podcast episode. And I was going to college for something completely different. It had nothing to do with entrepreneurship. It had nothing to do with anything business related at all. I was going to college for something completely separate, to chase another dream that I had. And I graduated from college. I got a summer internship after I graduated in my hometown, and I was just grinding it out. I have to be honest, I was doing a lot, and it did become a time where I really couldn't focus on reselling as much as I wanted to, but I kept up going. I kept doing what I was doing. It's just the podcasting and the creating content part of it that jeopardized my priorities a little bit. So I had to make a decision, and I ultimately decided to continue, you know, focusing on the path that I wanted to take the most. And that path was simultaneously the degree that I was chasing when I was in college. So after I graduated from college, I wanted to focus on my career. I wanted to focus on the person that I wanted to be. And I think I did a great job of that. I focused on that. And it did cost my podcast for a little bit, but I knew that in the back of my mind, I always knew that this podcast wasn't done. I couldn't close it out the way that I did of just leaving. And I am so happy to see that over a year later, I did decide to come back. So after my summer internship, I eventually got a job and I moved halfway across the country from where I went to college and where I grew up my entire life. The region I grew up, I live in a completely new place that I never lived in. I'm working at a job that I absolutely love. And I have spent the last year, my first year post grad, of just adjusting to life as an adult, doing things for myself and doing things for my job and for my business, and finding time out of my busy schedule to podcast was a struggle. But I can confidently say that I truly believe that I am ready to be back podcasting and to be back focusing on the things that make me the most happy. And when I was podcasting, I was just a young college kid who wanted to share as much knowledge as I knew with the world. I have never wanted to gatekeep. I have never wanted to keep things from people. And I just want to see people's business grow as much as I would like my business to grow. And that was the point of the podcast, and that still is the point of the podcast. So I decided to come back. I'm ready. I talked this over, and I feel like I am confident in myself and in the place that I'm at in my life where I can handle doing this for a little while longer. That is not to say that this podcast will last 50 years. I don't know how long this podcast will last, but for the time being, I plan on making this podcast last as long as I can keep going and keep doing this without jeopardizing anything. And I'm back. I'm so ready. I'm so ready to just talk about this. I have kind of fallen out of it with the traditional reselling apps and that side of the business. And I also hope that going to this podcast again and talking to you guys each week and doing all the research for my episodes will also entice me to get back at what I was doing before. That made me extremely happy. Finding my love for thrifting again. I still thrift. I still have orders that go out, but it definitely has taken a toll on me when my once passion is now being turned into a profit, a business. And I just want this podcast to be that happy medium where I remind myself how much I love thrifting and how much I love reselling and how much I love my business. And I just want to keep going. And I want to use this as a motivating factor for me. And I want it to be a motivating factor for you. I'm just very confident in where I am right now. I have quite a few episodes already planned out, and I'm sure as time comes, I will come up with more episodes to keep this going. I also highly request that you guys just DM me on the Instagram. I think the at is at Thrifting Ain't Easy Pod, or just look up Thrifting Ain't Easy on Instagram. And if you want to DM me any podcast episode ideas that you guys have, I would love to take those ideas and make some episodes out of it. But I am back. For the last year, I've continued my Etsy business and I have grown there. I'm very proud that my business is still holding strong and I use that as a separate income from my 9-to-5 type job. I use that as my little outlet where I package orders and I talk to customers and keep that side of me alive and that bolt of energy in me alive by reselling and thrifting and selling still. I don't pod Poshmark or Depop as much as I would like, but I'm getting back to that point where I am. And, my mom, on the other hand, I'm very close with my mom, and she is also a reseller. She's a full-time reseller. And for this podcast, I want to take some of the nuggets that she has given me because she is very successful right now with her reselling platforms and Depop and Poshmark and all that kind of stuff. So I want to also look out from just my point of view and bring in another person's POV while I am doing this version of Thrifting It Easy. But I am so excited to be back. I am so ready to continue this podcast, and I am just so ready to start this next chapter of not only my podcast, but also my life. I have a greater grasp of what it's like to be an adult, and it's definitely become a normal thing for me. Because when I first got out of college, as you can imagine, it was a huge adjustment for me to realize that I have to go to work and I have in a completely different life than what I had when I was in my college bubble for 4 years. And that was a lot for me to adjust to, which is why I did give up podcast. But I feel like I am in a lot better of a place where I can grasp adulthood, and I am a lot better, which is amazing for me and for this content, for the content that I'm going to put out. And I'm so excited for the future of this podcast and where we are going. I now want to turn the next portion of this episode into just spilling you guys what is coming up in the immediate future. Of course, I love podcast ideas and suggestions from you guys. So be sure to head over to the Instagram at Thriftin Ain't Easy Pod and just drop me some suggestions there. If you want me to talk about something, if you want me to research something, whatever you want, or if you just want to say hey, go over to that Instagram right now, follow me, and just communicate with me about what you want to see or what you want to hear from me. I'm so excited to get back into the swing of things. And most importantly, a part of that is getting into the swing of things with you guys and communicating with my fans and my listeners again, because this was a journey for me. I was a girl sitting in my crappy apartment in college, podcasting my little heart away, and I was happy. I was so happy, and I still am. I feel like I'm in such a great place with my personal life that I am ready to continue on this chapter of the podcast. So this will be a short podcast episode, if you can't tell. I'm just talking about myself the whole time, and that makes me a little uncomfy sometimes. But this is a short episode, so I want to conclude with what is on the schedule for the immediate future. So on the biweekly schedule that we will be doing next week, I plan on talking about Facebook Marketplace. This is one of my favorite platforms to sell on, and it is so much fun, has transformed my business and even my family's business, and I want to get into that in the next episode. And I just want to give you guys some tips and tricks on how you can be successful on Facebook Marketplace. After that, I want to talk about selling clothes to a consignment shop. The, ins and outs of doing that. I sell a lot to Plato's Closet, and I have found some pretty good success in the last few years. There's like a running joke that Plato's Closet doesn't really give you money, but I actually have had the opposite effect where I've been, getting some really good cash from Plato's Closet on things that I wouldn't be able to sell in my business otherwise. So I just want to give you guys some pointers on selling to a consignment shop. After that, I want to do the worst thrifting experiences I've had, some thrifting horror stories. A couple years ago on this podcast, I did an entire episode about some of my favorite thrift finds. So I kind of want to do the flip and talk about just some of my thrifting horror stories and things that how I learned from those moments in the thrift store or after I was out of the thrift store. Next, I want to talk about buying from the outlets. I love the Goodwill bins. If you know me, you know I love the Goodwill bins. And I want to do an episode about that again. After that, Finding estate sales and garage sales. This is a how-to goo episode that I am super stoked for because I want to get better at finding the perfect estate sales and garage sales because I have been seeing some influencers and some resellers and just everyday people finding amazing things at these estate sales. So I want to give you guys some tips and tricks on making the most out of those trips. After that, I want to go back on a thrifting road trip with you guys. A couple years ago, I did this really fun series where I did a thrifting road trip of some places where I thrift. So I did thrifting in Nashville, thrifting in Atlanta, thrifting in Florida, things like that. And I want to get back into that. I live in a new area, a new region of America, a very popular region, and I want to do that again. After that, we're going to do tips for not overspending at the thrift store. And lastly, I want to talk about high-end thrifting, spending a little money while you thrift. So that is the immediate schedule we have for the podcast. I hope you guys will tune in for what is next, all the new episodes we will be doing. It will be in the exact same format as how we left off. And I just want to continue going and continue building off of the great content and the great community that we had before. So if you guys want to follow the Instagram, it's at Thrifting Ain't Easy Pod on Instagram. Send me a message on there. I'm so excited to be back. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. I will catch you in 2 weeks. Bye.